Well, the unions are coming out strongly in the last couple of days against the USMCA. The AFL-CIO and the Teamsters, led by Trumka, are saying they don't want the USMCA in its current form unless it looks out for workers more fully. But the USMCA is a cornerstone of the Trump trade policies and the negotiations, an improvement, many say, on NAFTA. And for a lot of folks that I talk to, the USMCA is something they're looking forward to. Those that have agricultural exports, for example, a group that may do well. Jerry Simica here, Vice President of Consumer Action for a Strong Economy, to discuss it in detail. Jerry, welcome to the program.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you here. So your take on the USMCA to begin with, what is it?
Well, in a nutshell, it seems like to be a pretty strong improvement over NAFTA in several ways. Like any trade deal, there's going to be different groups that are not going to be pleased with the details. I know that it impacts. We haven't really taken a strong look at it from the union's point of view, but it does eliminate a lot of tariffs in agriculture and electronics, and it does free up
It opens up a trade for agricultural products. I know that for Mexico and Canada for sure, which is good for farmers in places in the upper Midwest, for example.
Yeah.
And it will eliminate a lot of the tariffs on automotive parts and things of that nature. That I realize. And people say, yeah, as far as NAFTA 2.0, it is a great improvement.
Mm.
But as far as getting there, it seems that Democrats have little interest. And I guess my question to you is, should we be removing all of the tariffs, all of the quotas, all of the controls put in there? I mean, the tariffs are outlined in the United States Constitution. They're a tool that can be used by the executive to manage trade. What do you make of it?
Yeah, absolutely. And it gets a little bit wonky because you have the whole Section 232 tariffs, which involve the aluminum and steel, and that's something that the Trump administration, about a year ago, they went across the board on the imposing tariffs on that. Our position had been there are different types of steel and aluminum depending upon whether you're manufacturing cars or you're manufacturing pipes for energy, for gas lines. And
sure.
We didn't want everything grouped together. There are certain places where higher tariffs may have made more sense, but when there is no domestic market for the production of aluminum and steel in some of these other areas, we were concerned that we were using too broad of a...
Back up right there. Hold on one second. What about domestic production of steel? We have steel plants that are being invested in right now, of course, and hiring.
Sure, we do. But there are certain grades of steel, for example, in the manufacturing of petrochemicals and in pipelines that's very dependent from the energy industry, where it's a type of grade of steel where America, because of, I guess, the bad trade deals of the past, we are not in that market anymore. And so when the Trump administration had imposed the tariffs on this grade of steel, 25% tariff increase, it was slowing down energy projects. It was and jacking up the price of a lot of consumer items related to energy. So that there really was not a strong domestic market that he was protecting to begin with. In other areas of aluminum and steel, absolutely. But as it pertains to energy and some manufacturing in automobiles, there was not.
Jerry Simica here. And Jerry, let me ask you this. Do you anticipate the USMCA getting completed? Because right now, although it has been approved by Mexico and approved by Canada, it seems to be just listing about with no real energy behind it because the Democrats don't seem inclined to support this because they only want to take shots at the president and deal with that and apparently try to pursue impeachment. Will we ever get to the USMCA?
Yeah, well, that's a crystal ball question. And we're looking at the details every day, and we're looking at the different groups coming up. That is a big question. It's a lot of times you see these big pieces of legislation come through. We find out stuff afterwards that's in there, buried somewhere in the details. So that is going to be the ongoing question. But I think you're absolutely right that the Democrats are not going to be very willing to give the president a victory if on anything that might.
And these trade deals,
they're repositioning themselves now as the party of the working class. They've rediscovered the working class America. So they're that's going to be a big theme of theirs for the election.
So, Bob, look what I found. I found working people in the middle of the country. Isn't it exciting? Yeah, that's kind of the way that turned out. Hey, look, these people actually work for a living. It's true, and they are rediscovering the middle class and working people in the heart of the country, people that build automobiles and washing machines and steal on occasion. You've got that right, Jerry. I guess we're going to have to wait and see what happens here. But overall, trade deals are complex. Tariffs and taxes and all the things that go into them detailed and, you know, thousands of pages. But as you said, the USMCA on balance is better than where we were. So wouldn't we be better off to move forward? I'll give you the last word.
Compared to what NAFTA had become in the past, almost, and you hate to say this because this is not how you make policy, but yes, I think anything that would get rid of NAFTA and bury it in the backyard would certainly be positive for most sectors of the economy. This looks on paper to be, you know, a strong step in the right direction in a lot of ways. And let's just hope that as we dig deeper into it, that remains to be the case.
All right, Jerry Simica, he is the Vice President of Consumer Action for a Strong Economy. Jerry, thank you for being here.
Thank you very much, Steve.
There you have it. All right, still watching this developing story with the Navy drone shot down by Iran. Iran seems to be doing some posturing at this hour, posturing and saying that they don't want war, but they're ready for war. So we're watching the ticker and the developing highlights and information on that story for you, because obviously Iran seems to be on a hair trigger. And make no mistake, all the economic blockades and impacts have hurt the Iranian nation. And they could be a nation with a hair trigger. We'll see what happens. We'll keep a close eye on it. It's 25 after. It's the Steve Gruber Show on a Thursday. We'll be right back.